I don't know who needs to hear this, but you are actually your most productive when you give yourself time to rest, like straight up. And I talk a lot about work. I talk a lot about making more money. But you know what we should be talking about right now in this moment is how much you deserve a break. You do. And the best way to have a break is to give yourself the travel experience you actually deserve. That's why whenever I travel, even if it's just a couple of days and it's a staycation or somewhere close, I do Airbnb because then I get to actually pick the kind of experience I want to have. Maybe it's one of those like cool lodges. Maybe I'm hitting up one of those funky little cabins. Maybe every single person in the house has their own bathroom because I don't like to share my bathroom. Maybe that's what we're doing. All I'm saying is you deserve some time off and you deserve it your way. And I do that with Airbnb.
Hello, hello, hello. What's up? And welcome back to another episode of the Straight Shooter Recruiter Podcast. I am your host and producer, girl. It's a one-woman show, okay? Emily Durham. Thank you so much for clicking on today's episode. I am really excited because one of my favorite things to do is have a dedicated questions episode. I just love reading your questions. Some of your bosses are crazy. Some of your coworkers should be imprisoned. And I'm just here to provide my two cents, my advice based on my experience. So that's exactly what we're doing today. It's a great episode to grab a coffee, you know, sit down, get a little cozy. I think this episode is going up mid to late December. I'm actually, if you're listening to this, probably on vacation. I'm going to Jamaica for about a week with one of my good girlfriends. And I'm just getting ahead. And I was thinking of what I'd want to listen to on like a stormy winter's night. And it's this. I want to talk a little cucka, you know, gossip a little bit and hopefully give some good career advice. I got a bunch of questions this week, actually, about how to be a recruiter and how to build a career as a recruiter. One of them is, I'm looking for a job as a recruiter. I have co-op experience of 2 months. One is, how do you kick off your career as a recruiter? And there's a lot of different ways to be a recruiter. So I'll start with this question first. So you can be a recruiter in a couple of different kind of paths. You can go into agency recruiting, which is when you work for an agency that companies hire to fill positions. That's usually a sales-based environment and you get paid a commission. So you can make a lot of money every time you hire someone, although it is that sales environment. So it's like super fast paced. And then there's in-house recruiting. In-house is what I do, where I work at the company that I'm recruiting for and I only recruit for that company. I would say that position is a bit more like strategic. You're a part of the business. It's more of like a true HR function. My advice is you don't need to pick one of two paths and you can go back and forth throughout your career. The best thing to do is to just start. So find somewhere that's hiring. I usually find that agencies hire more than in-house. So start with an agency as a talent coordinator and work your way up. I didn't start in an agency, but I did start as a talent coordinator. And that really is what like shaped my career. Hi, Emily. I love your show. And I think you absolutely slay. Thank you, friend. I'm 30. And I've been working for nonprofits for 8 years to advance equity and justice. That is awesome. However, I find myself burning out in the industry in part because I make less now than I did 8 years ago. I'd love to move to a more meaningful position in the private sector where I can really be invested in and coached. However, I'm having a hard time breaking into the industry and compensating for my lack of experience in the sector. Can you please talk about tips and tricks to switch to the private sector from nonprofits? Thank you so much. P.S. Wouldn't mind some more work output inspo. Thank you so much, my friend. That is so sweet. And first of all, well, do you guys hear those sirens? Thank you for the work that you do. Nonprofits are really a labor of love. And I have so much respect for you and everyone in that industry. Here's what I'll say. The work that you're doing most likely applies to other, industries and other companies and other organizations. So I would actually focus the most on what your function is. So I don't know if you're like marketing, if you're in like the community engagement. So really think about strategically what your craft is within the nonprofit space. Like if it's community development, if it's data and analytics, focus on what your niche is and then find jobs in different sectors that rely on that. And you'd be surprised, a lot of really big companies like banks and technology companies have corporate equity groups where there are entire teams dedicated to how they partner within different communities to best serve them. I know the company I work at has a similar team. I used to work at a big bank. They have that. So your corporate equity, corporate justice, community relations roles are definitely ones that are really, really applicable. Something I would also start investing in is your networking. So you probably have a great network in nonprofit because you've been there for 8 years, but it's a great idea for you to start building and investing in relationships with people in industries you're interested in. I would definitely say, though, big companies are the spot you're going to want to go to, or like social justice tech startups. Like, there's a lot of those. But I would say, like, target a big bank, target a consulting firm, because they're going to have big companies or like big teams as part of their big companies where they'll be able to support on that.
I cracked the code on how to make sure my trips always make it out of the group chat and we actually book the flight or we hop in the car. I started sending my friends links to the Airbnb that I'm going to book. Is that not brilliant? If I take two things seriously, one of them is advancing my career and the second is just resting with the girls after I work so hard on my career, it's challenging. I deserve a little break. What can I say? And you know what else I deserve? I deserve every woman in that house to have a bathroom of their own. I like my own space so I can decompress by myself at night. I like a pool. I like grass. I like to pick what my travel experience looks like. And I only do that with Airbnb because it's a guarantee that I'm going to be situated in the area that I like. I'm going to have like a cool vibey location. Plus, when I put all the links in the group chat, everyone gets to vote. We get to decide where we want to go. Suddenly, we're all riled up and ready for the next girls' trip. So if you are ready for your next travel experience, hit up Airbnb.
In terms of tips and tricks, like, best thing you can do is network, number one, because 80% of jobs are filled via referral. So that's always going to be helpful. Make sure that you are positioning yourself as a subject matter expert in your craft, not just in nonprofit. That's going to be something that's hugely helpful. And you can do that by curating your LinkedIn, going to those specific networking events, again, building those relationships. And I actually just posted an episode last week where I was talking about how my mom is applying for a new job in a new industry. And she reached out to recruiters on LinkedIn. And within 2 days, she got an interview. And like, that's really the thing you need to do is invest and almost like pivot how you're marketing yourself a little bit. But congratulations, like, that's an amazing piece of work and you should be super excited. Dear Emily, is schooling completely necessary to find work? You know what? I personally don't think so, but I'd be lying to you if I said it didn't help. I do think having some kind of education, whether it's bootcamp, self-taught, or higher education, is helpful. The reason is, in a lot of ways, and there's like a whole issue behind this from like an equity perspective, but you know, having a higher level education, like a university degree or a college degree, is kind of table stakes because so many people have it. So if you don't, some organizations may say, well, I can hire someone who has more experience or that education backing, etc. I think there's a lot that's not okay about that, but that is part of the reality. However, I think with the rise of the internet and how we've moved to like almost a gig-based, tech-based work ecosystem, and especially with the rise of AI, I really see there is going to be a shift, and you already see this where more and more organizations hire from boot camps. So I don't think we're in a place where no education makes it easy. It's never impossible, but like, I'm thinking about the easiest way for you to get ahead. I think having at least a boot camp on there, even if it's a couple of weeks, is going to help you regardless of your industry. Dear Emily, how do you have two jobs? That's inspiring. How did you do that? I wonder if you have to tell your employers that you have two jobs. Yes. So my employer knows. So I have a 9-to-5 job where I recruit very actively for tech and sales and marketing and like you name it, I recruit for it. And my business is my other job. So this podcast, my social media, my career coaching, my content creating, that is a full blown, like several hours a week job. So I really count those two as full-time jobs. And my employer is super supportive. They are really, really rooting for me. They love that I create content, especially because my content is designed to help people find jobs they love. And that's the work I get to do for them. So they are really, really supportive. And I got very, very lucky with that. Dear Emily, is there ever a right time to quit my job? Oh, friend, I'm actually writing an article with this on Canadian Business next month. And in the article, I kind of talk about how there never really is a good time because there's always an excuse to stay safe. There's always an excuse to say, oh my gosh, I'm going to stay here. Oh, the pay is good. Oh, this, oh, that. There's never a good time, but there is a best time. And the time is a combination of a couple things. The external market, right? Like, do we think it's realistic you can find another job? Or better yet, can you find a job before you quit? Because it's always easier to look for a job while you still have a job. And then how are you feeling? Like, are you feeling so burnt out and so miserable that it's impacting your mental health? I always say that it's one thing to dislike your job. It is another
to be miserable and it impact your mental health. So the second it gets there, start aggressively looking. I always advise having another job lined up or at least freelancing, like something, so you know there's food on the table. But don't wait until the point where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm falling the heck apart. That was a fun one. A little short and sweet, but it's the holidays, so I like to keep them short and sweet so you can just like listen as you make your coffee in the morning and get on with your day. I have a really exciting year planned for this show. Like, I'm really, really, really excited. I can't thank you enough for sticking with us for another year. I am going to take the Christmas week and New Year's week off just so I can rest and recharge. And we'll be back at it in January. But absolutely adore you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I will talk to you in 2 weeks, which is not that long. I'll talk to you later. Love you. Bye. Listen to me. You need to listen to me, okay? If you are going to use your vacation days to plan a fabulous getaway with your friends, maybe you're going to leave your work phone at home, your laptop is going to stay closed, you're trying to decompress, do yourself a favor and book an Airbnb so each of you have a bathroom. Do you know how stressful it is to be six girls sharing a bathroom? Like that, I'm so sorry. I would rather be working. That's just not an option for me. I took some time off like a month and a half ago with a couple of my girlfriends and we rented this fabulous Airbnb. We each had our own bathroom. There was a massive kitchen. I mean, not that any of us were cooking, but it was there. It was there and we enjoyed it. And get this, we had access to a pool and it was a private little pool. And that is why I'm just an Airbnb girl, because I get to customize what my travel looks like. I get to guarantee I have some shared space, not too much shared space, if you know what I'm saying. So if you are going to try to unwind and step away from work and really enjoy yourself at any point this year, whether it's by yourself, with your pet, with your friends, with your partner, Airbnb it, my friend. Do yourself a favor, Airbnb it, so you get space and you get to have a unique experience where you're actually immersed in a city and living your best life. I'm convinced that's the only reason my girls' trip actually made it out of the group chat and we all came home still friends. So make sure you're checking out Airbnb. And friendly reminder, take time to unwind, okay? You deserve it.